Hi, welcome to our next episode of Mental Health and Wellbeing in COVID-19. My name is Theron Knightenford. I am your host. I have been your host. I will continue being your host. Today, we are looking at a very cool topic that I'm sure is going to apply to everyone. Definitely applies to my life, this whole difficulty with balancing it all. And we've called today's episode Balancing It All with Zoraida Jardine, because in fact, she's going to be on the show today. Very exciting. But first, before we get her on, let's chat a little bit about what the series is about. We've got a growing number of people being part of this. A lot of people are coming to this now, and we've missed 3 or 4 weeks already of great content. So just to let you know what this is about and why we're doing it. So the purpose of the series is to provide you, the viewer, with tips, tools, tricks, resources to help you cope with some of the collateral impact of COVID-19. You don't have to be physically affected, or should I say, you don't have to contract the virus for this moment to actually impact you. And part of that impact is psychological and emotional, and has a huge impact on our well-being. There's all sorts of things we're now worried about, we're now trying to figure out. Everybody's life is different, but this moment is impacting pretty much all of us. So that's what the series is about. It's brought to you by MyGrow, the emotional intelligence development platform. We're making a free subscription available to everyone who signs up for this webinar. So if you're on this journey with us, I hope that you are doing your MyGrow droplet every day. What does MyGrow do? We develop, we measure, and we track emotional intelligence. Bit of a first in the industry for the development of EQ. So go check it out, get your free subscription. We'll give more details about that at the end of the show. Okay, so before we dive into today, let's do a brief recap on what we looked at in the previous episode. I interviewed Sid Paymer, the executive director of the Cape Chamber of Commerce. Massive organization with over 2,000 member companies. He's got a real good insight and perspective on what's happening in the economy, from grassroots, small business, all the way up to government. And he had some thoughts and some insight for us around the economic impact. But of course, as we called that episode, recession or depression. The reason Sid was such a great candidate was because he's been very vocal about suffering from depression for 40 years of his life. And he sort of comes into this conversation, both from the economic side and the impact that that's having on individuals. If you didn't check that out, go listen to that episode. It was great. We talked about the idea of a perfect storm. Perfect storm is when all sorts of different dynamics come in and make the weather system worse than it would have been. So high moisture content, high dust content, high pressure, low pressure, put it all together and everything snowballs and the whole thing gets worse. Now, when it comes to depression, when it comes to some of the anxieties many of us face on a daily basis, this moment is a bit of a perfect storm. So we chatted about that. But the great piece of advice and input that Sid offered us was that storms come and storms go. We're going to get through this. We're going to survive. So that's what we looked at in the previous episode. Go check it out if you haven't. Okay, today, Balancing It All with Zoraida. We're going to look a little bit today at some of the previous ideas and topics that we've chatted through two specific episodes in the past about stress management. And then we're going to dive in and chat with Zoraida around how to balance stuff. Now, I'm going to explain a little bit more why she's the perfect candidate for this, but I'll get there in a second. Let's just do a brief recap. Okay, episode 6, go back and check it out if you didn't see it, or go and look at it again if you want to refresh it. We had a chat with Dr. Leon Crevet, and he's an expert on stress. And he said so often, I found this super insightful, so often we want to try to take things out. If we've got an imbalance, imagine a set of scales you can see on the slide there. So often what we want to do is take something out when actually we should put something in. And he gave some tips and some tricks and examples about what we can put in, you know, good habits around eating and exercise and different things to actually try to put into our life. We're going to potentially talk about a few more of those things later with Zoraida. We'll see where the conversation goes and what tips and advice she can give us to put in to bring back some balance. Episode 11, we spent a lot of time talking about the heart, what did we call it? The mind-body or the heart-brain connection. We talked so much about what happens in the heart when we're stressed, and we spent some time talking about the heart coherence breathing technique. Again, it will become clear in a minute why Zoraida is the perfect candidate for today's conversation, because she will have lots to add around breathing and how we can do things that will help us bring a coherence back to our heartbeat. I'm not going to give you any more details about that. Go look at that episode. Great episode from Mark Baker, our resident psychologist here at MyGrow, and you can find out more there. Okay, so today we are going to be speaking about how to balance it all. Now, as I've mentioned a couple of times, Zoraida is the perfect candidate for this. So, as you know, she is a well-known media presenter. I know Zoraida's name from back in the day from radio. Like me, she has a very memorable name. So you, I no doubt remember her name from her presence in the social space in the media world. But she's way more than just a media presenter. A couple of years back, she changed direction slightly. Well, not changed direction. She added something in to her life. She has an honors degree in psychology. She's currently completing her master's in critical diversity studies at WITS, which is a field that I've only just found out about it through the research for this episode, but I'm super excited about it because I'm an interdisciplinary man myself. And it seems like a fascinating field, and I think she'll have a lot to add. She is a functional medicine coach. She's a breathwork practitioner. There's the breathing I was talking about. And she has a deep interest in mental health and well-being in her practice. I didn't say those words. Those are from her bio. This is the webinar series for mental health and well-being in COVID-19. So, okay. As a human, she has had to juggle a lot. Recently, after having children, she's gone back to being a full-time student. I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine what that life looks like and how to balance that. So from a personal human perspective, she's got to be an expert. If she got her degree, which she did, if she finished, she's got to be an expert in how to balance things. But then, as I say, professionally, she comes with this perspective on a holistic approach to medicine. And as I mentioned in this field of critical diversity studies, a wide lens on multiple factors that we have to bear in mind to be able to function well socially, but also emotionally and physically and healthily ourselves. So both in our bodies and in our interactions with others, things are complicated. Humans are complicated. And Zoraida is proving that she's managing to balance her own life, I hope, I assume. And then also, she's actually in a field that is looking at how to balance things. So from a personal and professional perspective, she's the perfect candidate to chat to. So let's get her on the call today. Zoraida, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am. Thank you. Thank you. It was, wow, my mind is blown just listening to you. I'm certainly going to be tuning into all those previous episodes that you spoke about.
Do it.
Like you're doing some incredible work. So well done to you.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. The feedback we've been getting from our viewers has been that it's been super, super helpful. I mean, this is the space we work in as a company, as an offering. But getting into this webinar series has been amazing because we've had like real sort of tactile, tangible interaction with people, which has been great. So hopefully people are valuing it. We're carrying on until lockdown is done, whenever that is. So do tune in and do your Migro droplets. You're going to get access to Migro. So do your Migro droplets every day, but we'll chat more about that later.
I'm definitely going to.
Okay, so let's dive in. Let me just ask you some questions. First of all, from a human level, from a human angle, how are you coping with this moment? What are you doing? Like, how has it been for you trying to manage and juggle all of this?
So I loved your question. How are you coping in this moment? And that's exactly what I am doing. I'm coping from moment to moment. I have observed myself, and I think we're going into nearly 4 weeks of lockdown now. I have observed myself go through different phases and stages in terms of my observations of self, my mental well-being. So every moment is a coping mechanism within that moment. Mm-hmm. So to give you a little example, I have been having the most vivid, lucid dreams, and let me not say forget weird, the weirdest dreams in the last couple of weeks, that last night I actually found myself quite anxious to go to bed and actually being scared to go to bed because I am scared to dream because my dreams are just, they are frenetic and they're crazy. You know, for the first couple of weeks, I went to bed and had a dream every night that I had the virus.
Wow.
And they've just been getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and they're turning into movies at the moment with like, you know, close-up shots and wide-angle shots, and it's just been crazy. Yeah. So last night I went to bed quite anxious and scared of what was going to entail in the hours to come, and I witnessed that. And so I think One of the most powerful things you can do for yourself right now is to witness your mind and to witness your physical well-being and how that is physiologically playing out in your life. So for me last night, I noticed a bit of heart palpitations. I noticed a bit of fear, and then I had to deal with that. And I dealt with that through my breath work. And I'm happy to say that I woke up this morning and had gone into a really deep and sound sleep, and I didn't have any crazy dreams. But that's because I was aware of my state. So how am I coping from moment to moment? I'm coping within the moment, moment to moment.
Oh, that's so much of what you're saying just pulls back to the whole idea of mindfulness, just being like open and honest with what is right now, and not trying to push it away or not trying to make light of it, but just, you know, being aware of self in the moment. Tell us a little bit more about some of the breathing techniques that you do. As I mentioned just now, we've covered one technique in this series already, but you're a breathwork practitioner. How do you work with A, I guess yourself, but also B, clients around some ways of coping?
So let me start by saying, you know, breathwork is, first of all, there's some beautiful, rich research that's out at the moment. In fact, I'm doing my thesis this year on the impact of breathwork and in terms of diversity, because if you think about breathwork comes from old age philosophy and, you know, man of the earth. It comes from the Kalahari Kung here in Africa, and, you know, the Chinese use qi, you know, the term qi as breathwork, and from Hinduism they use the prana, and in Japanese it's the ki. In Islam and Sufism they use a form of breathwork as well. And here in Africa, I found this incredible professor in KwaZulu-Natal, Professor Edwards, he's basically spent his entire career dealing with studying breathwork in relation to African healing and tradition.
Wow.
So breathwork has been around forever, and there's a very valid reason we hear the words when we are stressed out or anxious or something really crazy is happening. Just slow down and breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Because there's magic in taking a breath. There's magic in having breath control. If you are able to control your breath, you are able to control your environment. It truly is as simple as that. Complicated, but simple. If you're able to choose to control your breath, you can choose the way you're going to respond as opposed to react. And so I am a huge fan and a proponent of breath work. I have seen some magic happen in terms of breath work therapy and the kind of breakthroughs that happen during, for example, something called a conscious connected breath work session. There's a lot of emotional blocked up stuff that surfaces to the top. And then you're able to integrate that with a certified breath work practitioner. So I personally have seen the magic of breath work myself. I use it for my family. I've been teaching my kids about breath work for the last couple of years. It's what they have become conscious about every single night before they go to bed. They do something which is called the box breath. It's my favorite breath work technique when it comes to any feelings of anxiety or stress, or even, you know, wanting to access gratitude. If you do something called a box breath, which is, can we do that?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it with you. Let's do it right now.
Thank you. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes,
okay,
because we tend to feel things more heightened when we cut off one sense. So we are going to close our eyes and you'll be able to feel things even more. So close your eyes and I'm going to ask you to visualize a box. And that's why it's called a box breath, because we're going to work in a square. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in for 4 seconds. If you can breathe in for 4, if you can't breathe in for 4, you can do that to 3 or 2, or if you can breathe more than 4 seconds, you increase that as what's comfortable for you. Then I'm going to ask you to hold your breath for that exact amount of time and then release your breath for the 4 seconds and then take your breath in again for the 4 seconds. Okay.
Okay,
so
I've been practicing. I'm interrupting.
Okay, good.
But before we start, just want to encourage the viewers as well. Why don't you do this with us? I'm going to close my eyes. You close your eyes too. Let's do this.
Please do close your eyes. Try and have your feet flat on the ground if you can. There's nothing like getting grounded. And breathe in for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. And then you hold your breath for 4 seconds, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out for 4 seconds, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 seconds, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4. And that is called the box breath.
Wow.
It gives you a bit of a natural high.
Okay, I had to take a deep breath at the end of that.
Relaxed and calm.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful breath to access when you are feeling any form of anxiety or stress or a need to want to react instead of responding. And it's also a great breathwork technique to use if you are struggling to fall asleep at night.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. Just that in itself is amazing. Do you mind if we put together just a short little resource and we'll make it available on our platform? Breathing tips from Zoraida, and we'll put that up our viewers can, in case they want to remember how that works. Wow, so that's amazing. So that's the kind of work you do with your clients, just coaching them through different sort of coping mechanisms and how to deal with the moment.
Yeah, I believe in a holistic, manner of healing. I think that the world is and its people are fed up with being treated like a one size fits all. And that's what I love about functional medicine, is that functional medicine treats the human being holistically. When you come to a functional medicine practitioner or a health coach, they're going to ask you about your history. They're not just going to give you medication to sort out, the problem. It's like and this is the difference between, the medical field and the integrated holistic field. Is if you were to look at a tire, for example, that kept getting flat, if you go and pump up that tire all the time and it keeps getting flat, you're going to have to keep pumping up the tire. And that's the medication that you often get given in forms of antibiotics or antidepressants.
Yeah.
Whereas functional medicine is going to find out where the leak is, and they're going to try and sort out the leak so that you don't have to keep pumping up your tire. And that is how we work with our clients, is that we find out what are the reasons why you think you are in a depressive state. Why do you think that you are eating emotionally? All of that comes from somewhere. It has a root, and we unpack that with a client, and then we choose to work with that client as a partner instead of an expert, because the truth is that no one is an expert in your life but you. So we partner with a client, and we come to goals together and try and reach those goals together.
Yeah. I love that. I love that approach. I mean, it's so similar to what we're trying to do with our developing emotional competencies and essentially just psychological health for people, and strength is to empower them. And this is what's so great as well about the field of EQ, to empower people with their own tools, with their own muscles, should I say, tools to develop those muscles, to be able to respond well to life instead of react. I love that. Respond instead of react. When you were mentioning about the breath work being, that sort of in our, not pop culture, I guess maybe just pop culture, I don't know, that saying, just slow down, take a breath. We actually recently had an episode with Scott Poseidonote around humor and very similar idea. There's that, there's that little like cliche, laughter's the best medicine. And again, it seems like there's this, from our normal general human wisdom or human, intuition, we come up with these things. Laughter's the best medicine. Slow down, take a breath. And now the research is actually catching up with that and validating it. And we're realizing there's so much there in some of these things that we've said, we've just thrown them out glibly.
Totally, Theron. And I think that we overlook those things because they're just too easy, right? So we tend to mind flip ourselves into thinking in order to grow or in order to be better, things have to be complicated and complex. They don't have to. It truly is as simple as controlling your breathing. It's as simple as laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing makes you feel a certain way. I once read this article that spoke about how when you fake a smile, You actually, it sends a message to your brain and you automatically feel different. And if you haven't tried this before, try it. If you're not feeling so good, try and smile and you will actually feel the physiological shifts that happen in your chest area, in your heart area, when you do smile. So
yeah, again, smile. Speaks to that, that connection between the heart, the mind, the body. We are holistic people. Do you have any other pieces of advice or tips or anything that you've been doing for yourself that works? Anything that, one last thought, you can contribute for our viewers?
In terms of our current situation, I think it's important to just use this time to observe yourself and yourself only, to watch your mind, to watch how you're feeling internally. We have information overload at the moment. So that is something that you've got to be mindful of as well. I witnessed that with myself in the first couple of weeks of COVID-19. I was basically going on to information overdrive, and that was actually making me feel worse about myself. And so I had to start managing that. I only check the news once a day at the moment. I make sure that I only watch or read news sources that are credible. You've got to make sure that you're not buying into the fake media hype, because that adds to your anxiety. So the only advice that I can give you right now is to be aware of your own personal health and well-being, and not to take what you read or what you see as a collective. I think the World Health Organization, I stand to be corrected, but I think they actually changed the idea of social distancing to what's called physical distancing. And I think that's important to note as well, because studies and research shows that people who have longer lives are people who tend to socialize. So don't stop socializing, just start reinventing and reimagining the way you socialize. So for me, for example, I meet up with my girlfriends once a week on Zoom and we have our brunch together. It's something that we used to do before the pandemic happened and lockdown happened. And it's something that we are continuing to do right now. So try and still keep in contact with the people that means something to you and that matter to you. And then, within saying that, it's also important for me to be cognizant of people who don't have the privileges of that, that I may take for granted as I speak here. Maybe you don't have a group of friends that you can connect with. Maybe you don't have a brunch session that you were doing once a week before this. That is a privileged position that I speak from. But then find out what works for you. The amazing thing that I see that's happening right now, Theron, is that I see a world coming together. I see the internet and I see online communities putting free work out there. They are putting courses out there for free. People are giving of their services for free. Like at the moment, I'm doing a lot of functional medicine, health coaching for free from my organization in the States, and they're doing that globally around the world. So if you need someone to talk to, if you need someone to connect with, there are people that are offering those services for free. And if you are able to reach out and get that and do that for yourself, do that for yourself, because if ever there was a time to invest in your well-being, it is right now, because this is uncharted territory and you have to be okay. And you have to know that it's okay to feel like you are not okay.
Well, Zarina, thank you so much for being part of this show today. You've had such great stuff to say. It's really exciting to see the work that you're doing, and I'm definitely going to be watching where your practice goes and the kind of impact that you're having. I love those last couple of thoughts that you mentioned, those last few sentiments. Something for me that's really been growing, and I think only in the last week or so, I've been growing into the space of thinking, whoa, like, this might sound as if I'm being insensitive, but it's actually an exciting space we're in. Sure, there's trauma and there's a lot of stuff that needs to be dealt with, but it's exciting. And everything you're mentioning about how people are coming to the party and making their stuff available, I almost feel as if there's a bit of a reset on the global common humanity of who we are. And as a humanist myself, that really excites me. So I'm looking forward to the world that we're creating, that we're actually at the moment creating. So yeah.
I agree. We are resetting, we are reimagining, and we are rewiring the neurons in our brain into a new way of being. And that, as you say, is an exciting place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on this on the show with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day ahead. Thanks for having me.
Well, that was Areta. So exciting to see what she's doing. So cool to see her diving in and starting almost like a second career. And not just a second career after a really successful first career. So that's super exciting. I love that comment she made, that now is the time to invest in our growth, our well-being. I can't remember exactly how she said it. Now is the time. One of the ways you can do that, sorry if I'm pushing this too hard, is signing up for your free MyGrowth subscription. We will journey with you every single day, creating a place for you to do the techniques that will build emotional muscles that you need as we go forward and create this new world together. I will see you in the next episode.